Welcome to WhiskeyCast, featuring news and interviews from the world of whiskey. I'm Mark Gillespie. In a few minutes, we'll talk about going back to school, with a distillery as the classroom. First, though, let's look at the news. Registration is open for the first World Whiskies Conference to be held April 20th and 21st in Edinburgh. It's a trade-only conference that will bring together whiskey industry leaders from Europe, the U.S., and Japan. Conference Director Ian Buxton says the event will focus on key industry issues, including the explosion of sales in developing countries.
Certainly the future does look very positive. Global shipments from all sectors, whether it's Scotch, Bourbon, Canadian, are looking very positive. There's both been consolidation in the industry and the freeing up of some production resource to some of the new independents. But we think that a keynote has to be responsibility and the promotion of moderation of drinking amongst all consumers, if that growth trend is not going to be blighted by the heavy weight of government regulation and intervention in free markets.
One of the conference's main sessions will focus on industry self-regulation out of concerns that government regulations on tobacco could eventually be extended to the spirits industry. In other news, the whiskey shop chain of stores in Scotland and England has been honored as the UK's Independent Spirits Retailer of the Year in this year's UK Drinks Retailing Awards. Morrison Bowmore has opened a new online shop for all three of its single malts. The shop will feature Bowmore, Auchentoshan, and Glengarry, as well as online reservations for the guest cottages at Bowmore Distillery on Islay. There's a link to the site at whiskeycast.com, and there's only one drawback. Export laws limit sales to within the European Union only. Independent bottler Ian McLeod has released a new single malt from Islay. It's called Smokehead, referring to its heavily peated nature, and is being rolled out at retailers and bars in the UK with plans for worldwide distribution. Glengoyne Distillery plans to have its new visitors center open in May. The distillery is converting the former manager's house into a state-of-the-art tasting room, club room, and meeting space. And the final week of bidding is underway in Whiskey Magazine's charity auction. The high bid remains £320, or about $535, for a special bottle of 20-year-old vatted Speyside malts. Whiskey Magazine editors collected the malts from Speyside Distilleries last summer, and the final blend from White & McKay's Richard Patterson resulted in just two bottles. The second bottle will be auctioned off at Whiskey Live New York in April. The proceeds will go to the group Make Poverty History. On the events calendar, the International Malt Whiskey Festival is this weekend in Brussels, along with the South Beach Wine and Food Festival in Miami and the Woodford Reserve Bourbon Academy in Versailles, Kentucky. Next weekend is Whiskey Live London, and March 6th we'll see a special dinner featuring 30-year-old single malts at Park East Cafe in New York City. March 9th is the Scotch Malt Whiskey Society's Single Malt Extravaganza in Atlanta. It's the first event in the Society's spring series of U.S. events. Of course, there's a complete events calendar at WhiskeyCast.com, along with links for all of the news in this episode. For most of us, the phrase back to school means sending the kids off to class. But if you've ever wanted to find out what life at a distillery is really like, it's time to think about going back to the classroom. Several distilleries in Scotland and the U.S. offer whiskey schools, including Blaidnock Distillery on the shore of the Blaidnock River in the Scottish Lowlands. I talked with Blaidnock owner Raymond Armstrong.
They experience all aspects of working at a distillery. And on Blaidnock, it's definitely a hands-on, it's an old-fashioned distillery, so it's hands-on. There is actually work. So I suppose if you think of it in terms of paying for the privilege of coming along to work in a distillery, then it's not bad. But only somebody from Ireland could be daft enough to think of such a good idea.
Or smart enough to say, hey, I can get people to pay me to come work for me.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm just sitting here, and my stillman is looking at me, and he's not sure that he likes the idea, you know. But I think it does give people a good opportunity to experience every bit of the work in the industry, and so there's milling, mashing, fermentation, distilling, filling the casks, every bit of it. And from our own point of view, it's we get people who are enthusiastic And then they go away and they talk to their friends, and at every dinner party or every meeting they go to or in their lunch break, they bore the daylights out of all their friends talking about Blandock. So it's wonderful.
How many people take part in each school?
Usually 12 to 16. Small numbers, really, or relatively small numbers, quite simply because we don't, at Blandock here, we wouldn't have the space. Now, the distillery is quite big, but it's a normal working distillery, but we wouldn't have the space, nor indeed would we have the staff or expertise, basically, to have a one-to-one situation. So I think the numbers are normally 12 to 16 at the most.
How much work's actually involved?
You know, it's surprising. For example, when the draft has been blasted out by compressed air into the draft tank, this is after mashing, we have to lift the plates, the suspended floor bit, and we have to lift the plates and clean basically the last, the good part of the cleaning, the last of the cleaning involves getting into the mash tun, and the temperature is probably certainly 80 degrees, and you'd think you'd get no volunteers to do that. But I've seen the mash tun, which is about 15 foot in diameter, I've seen it crowded. not for long, I have to say. People will involve themselves in work as long as it's fun. Once it becomes work, then you couldn't drive them to it. I remember this chap from America was, we were rolling casks in the warehouse, and ours again is a sort of a physical place. You take two people behind a cask, you roll them up, two planks, and then you roll them across to where they're supposed to sit. And they should arrive with the bung uppermost. And he came back quite pleased with himself, but he had been sort of fooling around at the far end of the warehouse trying to adjust the cask, and it's you're up on the second floor level, and he was bent over double, and eventually he came back bloodied but unbowed, dirty, and he thought he had done a real good job.
In fact, several graduates have gone on to set up their own micro distilleries after attending Blandock Whiskey School, and one graduate, Jeff Topping, will be distributing a Blandock single cask bottling in the U.S. later this spring under his Wild Scotsman label.
From our point of view, we send out ambassadors. I mean, people are, they see how a small distillery that struggles to survive, they see how it, how much hands-on it is. And they have a sympathy for us, so we do get a sympathy vote, and certainly, I mean, I would say even I would experience myself if I've had a nice tour of a distillery. Now, it's much lesser scale, obviously, a tour of a distillery, but if I enjoyed the tour, I'll find myself much more inclined to drink the product and to ask for it in a pub and so on. So when people buy a bottle of Blandock and they're maybe in Canada, or I mean, people come from all over the world to these whiskey schools. And so when they come along and see at first hand what actually happens on a 200-year-old distillery, and as I say, we're a bit behind the times, but when they actually see how it happens, I think they do have a soft spot for us.
The next class at Blandock is April 27th to the 30th and costs £330 plus travel and lodging. Brook Lottie also offers week-long classes starting in May. The cost with lodging at the distillery is £795. In the U.S., Maker's Mark offers Stillhouse University classes for members of its Ambassadors Affinity Group. Of course, there are links for all of these at whiskeycast.com, where you'll also find archived episodes, whiskey links, and a link to my email address for questions and comments. WhiskeyCast is a production of MG Media, copyright 2006, and as always, comes to you from the charming, yet regrettably dry town of Haddonfield, New Jersey. I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening.